What's first, cousin?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? I didn't see you standing there.
I didn't see you coming in. Welcome.
Hi, guys. And as you know, this is The Cousins with your weekly Cousin Time podcast.
Cousin Time.
Cousin Time is here again.
How are you guys out there? What, is this Radio Land?
Are you podcast guys in Radio Land?
Podcast Land. Is that better than Radio Land?
I don't know. All the shit.
Y'all got any cool rides out there?
So as always, cousin, how was your week?
Week was good. Week was good. This was a me week. Took some time to get back to myself. I wrote some new music. It was just a me week. I just took some time to get back to me. I spent so much time, trying to, please everybody else, whether it's your job or whatever else like that. It was just a good time for me to take some time out and get back to myself and see what I want. I wanted to know what I want.
All right. As you should.
Yeah, yeah.
As you should, cousin. Sounds like a plan to me.
What about you, cousin?
It was good, I guess. technically, it just started for me.
Last week.
That's true. My mom had weight loss surgery, so I was at her house helping her out. So I was off work all week, and it was amazing. And I'm like, oh, pretty soon I can be off whenever I want to because I'm going to be the boss. But, yeah, other than that, everything was cool. It fucking snowed yesterday.
Stupid.
And it was the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life.
But sometimes, Mother Nature just wants you to know who boss, and, you just accept it.
Listen, I never said that she wasn't.
No, because y'all was thinking she couldn't do it again.
Shut up. Like, I ain't never denied that bitch. She can do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
She said, I want her to do that. I'll turn this bitch white again.
I won't turn it on again?
Y'all want to come in here and start wearing it. I see somebody with shorts on like it ain't motherfucking February.
First of all, I saw somebody with shorts on today, and I'm like, it's not even fucking hot outside. No, like, man. It's fucking 39 degrees outside, and it looked like it was going to rain, but it didn't. But it did at one point, but you didn't see when it rained. Niggas but you knew it rained because the ground was wet.
Niggas see a blue sky and the sun and get lost.
I mean, in Chicago, you got to take what you can when you get it.
You're damn right.
Because you don't know when you're going to get it again. But yeah, nothing much. Nothing going on. It's like this in-between.
Yeah, I hate this in between.
It's like, the birthdays are gone, and now it's March. Bleh. And then April is spring.
I'm ready to eat, and I'm just upset that there's no holidays coming up. So nobody's like,
cousin.
I know that I can have it anytime, but
Easter would technically be the next holiday.
I'm upset. I don't know nobody cook dressing and stuff on Easter.
Do you want to cook?
Yeah,
I can cook.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you. Now you said it on the podcast, so if I don't get this, I'm gonna be upset.
Because if you want Easter dinner, we can have Easter dinner. What you want? You say dressing.
Dressing.
What else? Ooh, cousin. You want some? I want some
macaroni.
Jerk macaroni?
I don't care what it is. Okay. Macaroni.
We could do mac. We got mac and cheese, cousin, on deck. On the set.
Some Hawaiian rolls.
Got you. Y'all can't come unless you pay.
We've been asking y'all right into the show for a month. Ain't nobody said shit, so don't y'all come over here.
Give a fuck if you do know my address.
Come back for a plate.
Nope, you ain't gonna get shit.
I can't wait till y'all come ask for a plate. So I could be like, well, where's your question?
Don't come knock on my door. Leave your ass outside.
No, but everything was cool. I'm enjoying myself. So I went home. I think I'm still on that wave from coming and visiting back home and stuff and everything. So I like that was good. That visit was really good.
Nice cousin. That was good. Yeah. My week wasn't that great. No. I'm not going to say wasn't that great. It's very...
Eventful.
Uneventful, yes. Very uneventful, you know. Sometimes you got to have, you know, the boring weeks.
I drove to cousin mom's house and it took me a different direction. And I don't really know a whole lot about Chicago, and I'm just the whole time just like, where the fuck am I at? And then that shit had me next door, and I was like, well, I would never have thought I would even buy the house. And I said, you have arrived. I was like, thank you.
Like, at least somebody know what the fuck I'm at.
Thank you. Shit. So many lights on the west side.
I hate you. And then, of course, I walk outside like, where the fuck is he at? Because like, I'm on the side of the house. I'm like, why the fuck are you over there? He was like, it took me a different way. Okay. If anything, because I thought it would have had you just come down Washington, so you would just been on the opposite side of the street. That's what I was waiting for. Because I'm like, if you said you were already coming from further west, then I'm thinking it'd just brought you that way.
Came right down and said,
but it probably told you to turn down Laurel. Yeah.
I don't know. I just be listening to that bitch.
Damn. I cannot. That's funny. But, yeah. That was a thing, you know, that happened. Yeah. What y'all do this week?
Y'all ain't gonna tell us.
I was just gonna say that. Because y'all some suckers.
Sucker ass niggas.
And I talk to some of y'all niggas all the time. I'm not apologizing for shit.
Okay. Well, my cousin ain't gonna apologize. I'm gonna say it again, sucker ass nigga. I said it twice.
But, all right. We told y'all what we did. I guess if y'all want to, y'all can tell us what y'all did.
I don't
want to
hear it. I'm gonna be that guy.
All right. Well, now we're gonna head into some more stuff. All right, y'all. So we back. So, if you have been keeping up on, you know, happenings on social media, cousin does know this, and I've been waiting to talk to him about this. I don't know if you've heard, but Kirk Franklin.
I did hear somebody.
So his son recorded part of their phone conversation and then posted it online. And it had all these people in an uproar because it was like, oh my God, how can Kirk Franklin curse like this and he's a Christian? I was like, do y'all niggas not know that those niggas curse too? But so the conversation was, I was trying to find it, but I couldn't find the whole thing. Pretty much, they get into an argument and Kirk Franklin goes off on his son, was like, you know, blah, 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 you know, I'll break my foot off in your ass. And, you know, shit that, you know, parents say when they get mad at the kids. Now, this son is 33 years old. It is believed that he only posted the part of the conversation where Kirk Franklin was going off on him. He didn't post what happened in the beginning to make him mad enough to go off on him like this because he was being disrespectful. He also didn't play the other end of the conversation because Kirk Franklin, he apologized and everything, but he was like, he didn't play the part of the conversation where I called our therapist and got our therapist on the phone to have us work out this situation. So he only played this part. He only recorded this part that's going to make me look bad. So I was reading the article and then it said the son, the nigga who recorded the conversation and posted that shit online, said he didn't want people to come at his dad like that. And it was like, what the fuck was your purpose in posting it? Like, I don't get what was your reasoning behind doing that if you didn't want people to drag him, because you know that's what's going to happen. If you post some shit online, like, that's just what happens now. And it's like, and so it sparked this whole debate about, you know, like the black family dynamic and how he's abusive and, you know, and as Black people, like, we're just expected to just tolerate it because that's just what we've dealt with, because that's how our parents were raised and that's how we were raised and everything. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I feel like you can't step to me as a grown person, as my child, and expect to still be treated like a child, because now you're challenging me as an adult. First, you being disrespectful. So if you're going to disrespect me,
at a certain point, it doesn't even matter what my relationship to you is. At 36, mm-hmm. if I go and I'm disrespectful to my mom,
right?
You know, there's plenty of parents that be like, "Yo, if you get out of line," right. But a lot of that is because you talk about the Black family dynamic is because we have what's the word? Boundaries. Or you have a disciplinary scale. It's like, yeah. When you talk about the I know what line not to cross with my mom.
Exactly.
And there's in Black families that line can be anything depending on who your mom is, but I know the line not to cross. And you hear comedians and like culture talk that like white kids talk however they want to their parents.
Man,
so
like,
you can't
mom.
You legit can't tell me that. When they told me, when I found out that Kirk Franklin had got, because I heard that he had cussed his kid out, but I didn't know this nigga was 30. I'm like,
yes,
fuck that
this
nigga
is 33.
I cussed that nigga out.
Like, bro.
How you gonna, at 30, you finna
move.
At 30, you finna front your pops out on Facebook?
Right.
Like, what you looking for at 30?
Right. Exactly.
Fuck you. I cuss you out.
That's how I feel about it.
I ain't no relation to you.
And I'm like, and I understand, you know, people who grew up in certain situations where they
mind
had
your fucking business. Okay. That one for you to hit. Then like, but some nigga put it out line with, so what? That's their family business. What you gonna go tell somebody how to raise their shit? I bet it's a million fucking one things wrong with the way you doing shit.
Okay, good.
There ain't nobody saying shit. His son was out of line. Even if his son wasn't out of line, this nigga fucking 30.
Right.
What the fuck y'all coming to nigga 30-year-old defenses, bitches that we, I don't wanna say bitches. Calm down.
Yes, because you got extra mad.
It's kids that actually need help from verbal abuse out there while we all in this nigga business and this nigga is 30.
I agree.
Now, Kirk Franklin, you should cuss his ass out again.
If I was Kirk Franklin, I wouldn't apologize. I said what I said.
Coming from that background, being Christian don't mean that you don't do nothing outside of that stuff.
Exactly.
You strive to be better than what you was, mm-hmm. and, you know, before getting to that point.
Right.
And we all have our days. And if his ass says some off the wall stuff, then hey, yo, niggas be niggas. I don't know where Kirk Franklin from or where he was from prior to being a Christian, but I'm sure it's not a problem for him to go back.
It ain't. He already said it. It was that tweet he posted a while back, and somebody said something about. Fucking one of his kids, one of his daughters, or whatever. And he was like, I just want you, like, nigga, just because I'm a Christian, don't mean that what I used to be ain't still here.
Right.
Like, you could try and pull it if you want to.
I'm like, no, I protect myself. It's like, a Christian don't necessarily mean that this nigga don't exist.
Right.
I just try not to pull this nigga out.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I remember Kirk Franklin been real, forthcoming with a lot of his personal life, and that's what
a lot of people online were saying. It was like Kirk Franklin kind of is like one of a more relatable, especially like gospel singers when you think about it. Because he came out and talked about his sex addiction. He already, like, he's acknowledged before in the past that him and this particular son have not always had a good relationship. And the thing that pissed me off when I was reading about it, the son was talking about something, for the past 15 years. And I'm just like, you 33. So 15 years ago, you was pretty much like 15. Right. Parents don't just change up their disciplinary tactics on you halfway through your life. Because I'm if your parents was cussing you out at 15, they was cussing your ass out at 3. Or they was cussing your ass out at 10.
What was he doing?
Exactly. Like, he just not going to start doing that shit unless you caused him to fucking do it.
I don't necessarily see Kirk Franklin as a bad person.
No,
so
not at all.
You're going to have to do a lot to convince me that this nigga was just cursing you out for just random shit like, hey, go get the fucking milk out the refrigerator. Like, hey, and Kirk Franklin ain't saying that.
Exactly. So,
but if you,
so
if you get out of line, and especially if he, like, you was a bad kid, it's like, yo, sit your ass down. It's like, yo, man. Like,
he acknowledged that their relationship has not always been good. They've been going to therapy, counseling, or whatever to work on it. He was like, and I had a moment where I went somewhere I wasn't supposed to.
Fair enough.
But at the same time, you can't play the whole conversation. Why you ain't play the whole conversation? You just played the part that's gonna make me look bad.
Boy, I lose my religion right now.
You lucky I ain't
at your crib while you over here trying to fuck with my money.
Hello.
I'm sure, I don't want to say I'm sure, but. I'm assuming that Kirk Franklin takes care of him to some point, so he eating off of these guys' property.
Nigga still got that stomp money.
I'm sure this nigga got some shoes off that stomp money while you trying to front me out here on the internet. I cut your ass all the way off. Hello. Cut him off, Kirk.
Man, I saw...
Cut him off.
Somebody posted something. I stand with Kirk. Not Rashida Kirk. He could go to hell. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's funny. I don't watch Love & Hip Hop, but I know that he's not a good person. And that was funny.
I don't know
anybody. And then somebody was like, I'm not canceling Kirk Franklin, and that's on Melodies from Heaven.
Rain down.
I hate y'all niggas so much.
Yeah, man. Like, I know that he's trying to be a good person. And because you came out here and put one side of the story out of this nigga cussing you out, and I'm like, yo, well, what did you say?
Right.
And my first thing,
Steve Harvey said it on his morning show. He was like, I know Kirk Franklin, and he was like, and I know that something had to have been said for him to come at him like that.
And nobody asked when Tom Cruise went off on them camera guys for the pandemic. Nobody was standing up for them.
That's because they was
Christian Bale. Or with Christian Bale went off on that one guy.
We
ain't try to cancel Chris. Niggas be yelling sometimes. Sometimes you gotta yell. Tom
Cruise had a reason. I listened to that shit. It was funny as hell.
But I'm saying, like, when they posted it, they was like, well, do you feel bad? Like, no.
If your dumb ass come to work in the middle of a whole goddamn petroleum jelly, then you need to have
a petroleum jelly?
The joke is, instead of saying pandemic, you just say whatever people are.
Well, you was going to fill us in.
I didn't know you guys didn't know.
Excuse me? Yeah, but like, do you have a stroke? That shit was fucked up. It was working through the whole control. I like, what? You just say something that start with the letter P?
Yeah, you just say whatever P word comes to mind. Yes, it's like, man, listen, it's a whole peanut butter jelly sandwich outside.
Okay, I'm done. Last time I laughed at that.
No, it ain't.
Actually, go sit down.
No, it ain't. Oh, man. But Tom Cruise yelled at them niggas because they fucking deserved it. Like, bro. How the fuck you gonna come to work and not try to protect the people knowing that? And the crazy thing was, he yelling at other actors and shit because he was like, the film, like, because, you know, the film industry got shut down and everything, and all those people lost their jobs, you know, just like the stagehands and, you know, the grips, all those other people's names you see during the credits, you don't know what the fuck they do. Yeah, them niggas lost their jobs and shit. And Tom Cruise is like, and y'all motherfuckers just can't come and wear a mask and do what the fuck y'all supposed to do so everybody can have a paycheck, so people can go home and pay their bills and take care of their kids. And he cussed their asses out. And I was here for all of that shit. But, yeah, and I'm like, I'm not canceling Kirk Franklin. That's not gonna happen. Like, a lot of people on Facebook were saying, like, yeah, I'm not. It was like, if you think I'm finna do that shit, then you crazy. Like,
I mean, no, man. Anybody that's been around that long, man, you can't cancel now. I just seen a movie that we watched. And that white dude had went blackface trying to get that college, what's his name? There's a bunch of people in it. I can't even remember it. But,
a white dude went black.
I can't remember. It was like big, and then like big again. I mean, because it was a time where it was just like comedy, and everybody wasn't that sensitive. But it's like, if y'all gonna cancel niggas, it's
you're not talking about Tropic Thunder, are you?
No. Okay. No, well before that.
I don't even know what movie that was. There was a time where the
comedy was just a little more lax, and now you can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get like the temperature of what the culture is right now is too hot.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing. So you better. I was just talking with one of my homies, and it was like, yeah, man, make sure you delete your Instagram before and all of that shit before you get famous, because niggas gonna come back and cancel your ass for all that shit you said.
Listen, I thought, like, that's why I could never be in politics, because niggas like to go dig up all the old shit you said or posters you posted or anything like that. And I know there's a couple things my ass said that are hella cringe now, but and they were probably cringe back then, but I was young. I said what I said. And when I said it, I fucking meant what I said at that time. The only thing I can do, and what we can allow everybody else to do, is to learn from the shit they did in their past and move the fuck around. Like, it'd be completely different if, so since you said back in 2006 was like, you know, and you know, some, you said some hella racist shit, and you still stand by that today. You still post about it. Then, yeah, now we got a problem. But your ass said some goofy shit one or two times back in your sophomore year of high school, you know, back in the beginning of fucking social media. Like, for you to pull that shit, I'll beat your ass. You try to pull that shit up. You try to pull out some old shit. But remember what you said? I was like, let's see if you can remember what's going to happen to your ass.
I'll come see it.
Because let's see if you remember what happens when you wake up in a fucking hospital and you don't know why you're there for trying to pull out some old shit on me, because I don't give a fuck. I said what I said. If it's bad, I apologize for it. If it ain't, oh well. If you feel offended, then I don't care.
I ain't got time for it.
But yeah, that was the, yeah, that's pretty much the whole Kirk Franklin thing. And I was just like, bro, you lame.
I definitely I'm questioning his son, like, and like the integrity of his son.
Oh yeah,
like, bro. Like, why would you front your pops out like that and then still be, why would you front your pops out like you ain't never used him?
Right. Right.
Like, why are you trying to get him in trouble for?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, if you want to record the conversation and then use it, like, if y'all was going to therapy or whatever the case may be, a private family matter, then yeah, okay, fine, cool. Do whatever you got to do. But for you to record it.
What if he actually said something?
Huh?
Or if it was actually something that he did that actually, like, was fucked up.
Right.
And like, if you posted both sides and it was actually like,
right, like you posted the whole thing,
he was actually being like verbally abusive to you and stuff, mm-hmm, like that, and you know, and he didn't seek to get help for it and stuff. It was just right. Like, yeah, man, I ain't, y'all niggas, clout.
Yeah, but you know, the internet, and then they went off and how they feel and everything. I'm like, nobody's saying that. You cursing out your fucking your 3-year-old because you told them to do some shit and they don't know what the fuck to do. No, that's a totally different situation. I ain't gonna never forget. I was in McDonald's drive thru and sitting there, and I hear this woman. She's just like, and I'm gonna beat your motherfucking ass when we get in the fucking house. Ooh. And I'm like, oh shit, it's finna go down. And I look at the one, and she's literally talking to a 2-year-old.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is unacceptable. And I'm like, but who am I to walk up to this lady and tell her, you know, what she doing her kid? What, so she beat my ass, too? And now it's like, no. It's terrible. Wish there was something more I could do. But that's ain't shit I can do about it. I'm just like, damn, why you gotta talk? He only a baby. He ain't do shit. He ain't fucking asked to be here.
Exactly. I don't think like you can't cuss your baby out before your baby has a personality. I mean, before your baby can talk and express, like, and have an expression, you know what I'm saying, to know, so you can see what your words is doing to your baby.
Right.
I mean, you got to understand, like, you didn't hear them, at what age did you hear them words? And if you'd have heard them since that you were in that fashion, like, what did they do to you? Like, I guess it's kids that grew up, like, my mom didn't cuss at me.
My mom did. So I
had somebody like said something and told me to sit my ass down or whatever like that. I probably sat down, but I'd have been like, yo, you just tripping. Old person, you got some problems.
No, my mama definitely cares. I'm like, we have to, our mouths are terrible. If you haven't noticed, hello. If you have not ever had a conversation with me, if you ain't never listened to this podcast, you should know how bad I curse.
I don't think you need to be cussing nobody yet. You got to load into the car after you get them done. Sit your ass down and come here and start to buck you up in this. Like, you control everything this baby do.
Right.
You know, you don't cuss anything.
Right. But no, like, no, I was
4 or 5 years old and it's like, yo, I done told you sit down like 15 times. Yeah. Like, yo, sit your ass down.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, I was always a good kid and I made sure to do things so I didn't get in fucking trouble because I didn't want to get yelled at. I didn't want to get a whooping. I didn't want to get put on punishment.
I did some stuff that I probably should have been cussed out for and didn't get cussed out. So my mom just had it because she just was very patient.
Wow. My mom does not have Pisces patience.
I don't know how to say patience. Patient in Spanish.
Don't you dare.
If you know how to say patient in Spanish, please email us.
Like, if you know how to say patient in Spanish, please email us at the podcast.
That's all I got for Kurt.
All right, Kurt. You're not canceled over here, bro.
Keep your head up.
Right. Just think about your goodness.
You look good when you smile.
This newspaper in Spain posted an article about the whole Kurt Franklin situation. Why they use a picture of Plies?
They do look alike.
Funny as hell.
Why would you look at that?
So then somebody made the man is like Kurt Franklin at church, and Kurt Franklin went on the phone with his son.
It
turned into Plies.
That's funny. What's happening?
We're smoking.
And we're going to tell you what we're smoking today.
Cousin, yes. What are we smoking today?
Today we are smoking Nectar's Grapefruit.
Fruit? That shit sounds like an orange juice brand.
Yeah, Nectar's Grapefruit. Yeah, the grapefruits.
I love grapefruits.
I'm not a fan.
I cannot. They are very involved fruit. They usually take about 30 minutes to eat one.
That. So women are very involved fruit.
Shut up.
They also take about 30 minutes.
Do you think you missed a funny man or something?
That is my new... You are a very involved fruit.
You, ma'am, are a very involved fruit. This is going to take about at least 30 minutes.
It's going to take about 30 minutes.
I hate you so fucking much. Stupid ass. I hope y'all got a chuckle out of that one. Maybe at the end of the year we'll do all the funny stuff that we say throughout the year. Because now we have it recorded. Because see, I used to be able to keep track of it. Then stupid shit would happen to my phones. And I would lose all my notes. I got some still saved. Because remember dick fishing?
Excuse me. You made my dog mad. It's cool. Fall back.
No, because it's like catfishing.
No.
But dick fishing.
But why did we say dick fishing?
Because it's like... Because I think it was two meanings. One was, I think one was studs who walk around with a strap on all day. It's like the dick. I had dick fishing. And then niggas who stuff their pants.
Dick fishes. I don't know, man.
Now, see, y'all found that funny, didn't y'all? Y'all better laugh. But, shit. What the fuck was I finna say?
The hypothetical.
Hypothetical? Did you want me to go with that? No,
we're gonna go with the kids.
Okay, so, hypothetical question. You are armed with a baseball bat of your choosing.
And instead of the what we gonna say, you could bring one other person. So in this instance, that's why I'll be there with you.
Okay.
Or you can have the other. So you can have. So let's say you can have the other person, or you can have the cocaine.
Okay.
I don't know why they give you cocaine.
I don't know why those either. But the thing was, you're on with an unlimited supply of cocaine and a baseball bat to fight off waves of school-aged children, starting with second graders. And every five waves, it increases to the next grade. So you do five waves of second graders.
Each wave is... each wave is a classroom full of kids.
How many waves can you make?
What grade can you get to?
And we're talking all the way through high school. All the way to 12th grade.
So I chose to bring my cousin with me. If I have my cousin with me, I'm gonna give us maybe eighth grade. We might get stuck somewhere in eighth grade. Them kids get kind of big in eighth grade.
Them kids get, man, listen.
If I got a bet, I mean,
I know what these high schoolers is like now. I'm like, y'all niggas.
I mean, oh man, I guess now, man, I'm like, man, I'm just aiming straight for the knees.
All these kids skinny as hell now.
They jeans not gonna lie.
They jeans too tight. And they too long.
But they gonna blend in together like zebras.
And they got big shoes.
Because then they blend in together like zebras because they all
got
the
same
hair. That's why they all get the same haircut. Because they can hide from the
light. Their pants is too long and skinny and their shoes too big.
They got them Balenciagas.
The what cousin?
The Balenciagas.
I thought your ass said they got them Balenciagas. We shortening Balenciaga now? Okay. No, I guess I'm okay with that.
I ain't got the juice like that.
Hello. Yeah, let me get them Balenciaga.
Excuse me, what'd you say? Don't call them that. No, that's what we call them.
Yeah, but okay, because we could play to the eighth grade
and knock
the hell out of these little kids.
I'm fucking them kids up. Kids, I know my nephew.
Yeah,
he in the fifth grade. That's a light wave right there. I'm bopping them niggas in the head.
My nephew Jay, he finna be sixth grade.
Yeah, like, man, they chest is so fragile, man. I just squeeze them niggas. They gonna compress and pop.
Yeah,
did they not feed y'all?
Like, you just start throwing kids together.
Now, I'm definitely gonna feel like the Hulk until I get to about sixth grade.
Yeah,
and depending on the build of the kids that come out for that.
It depends on what school these kids is coming from.
They don't have no weapons neither? Yeah, y'all.
I don't know what they didn't say if these kids were armed or not.
Oh, Jesus.
What they armed with school supplies.
Oh, man, I would have.
They armed with the school supplies for their grade. So if they in second grade,
I don't know if I could come in. Nobody comes and stab me with no pistol. You imagine, remember that scene in the raid where they came and kept poking him with them knives? Mm-hmm. While he was in the car. Ooh, I knew that.
Because safety systems. But see, then was like, once you get up to like seventh grade, then now you got protractors.
Those points, the Zecto blades.
Right.
Somebody gonna fashion. We didn't fashion.
They gonna make shifts.
They gonna be in for it. Wash their hands.
Oh my God, cousin. I read this fucking story on goddamn Facebook. This shit made my hair hurt. But I'm going to tell it to you so your head can hurt too. So, this lady writes and says that she's been in a relationship with, I think it was her husband. I believe it was her husband. She had issues with him cheating on her. So they come to an agreement and move the side chick into the house, into their basement. Okay. But due to the wife always being upset that the husband was cheating, she went out and cheated. So, you know, now she got a side nigga. So they decide to move her side nigga in the house, in the basement, with the husband's side chick. And now both the side people done got together, and now the side chick pregnant. But nobody knows if this is, if it's the wife's side dude baby or the husband baby. What color are these people? African American.
Oh no. Do you blame TV? I don't know what to blame here. You sound like some crazy niggas.
You said you moved your side dude in and you moved your side chick in. And y'all let these niggas move into like the same apartment. And you didn't think that they was gonna fuck each other. And now you don't know.
If... Y'all didn't they pay rent? Oh my God.
So then, I think, what was the last part of it? I can't remember the last part of it. But it went on, like, the wife was saying something about, well, I don't know what should we do about the baby. And I'm a bitch, first of all, you had way more issues.
First off, if I was that black chick, I'd be like, it ain't mine. And I'd have walked my black ass off the work. And I'd have had nothing to do with that shit. Girl, this is your chance to get the fuck out that shit. I leave them niggas stuck.
Look, stuck with it.
Stuck with it. Like, boy.
I'm like, what is wrong with y'all?
I divorced my husband because he's a cheating bastard. I can't keep it in the face.
I'm just like, what is wrong with y'all? It's just like, do you blame TV? My sister's like, shit, do you, who the fuck do you blame?
How y'all let that go?
I don't know.
They had a family?
I don't know if
why did y'all stay together? Right. Y'all need to move y'all side pieces in the crib. Like, I'm going downstairs. Like, you always go downstairs.
I'm going upstairs now. It's like, why is this a thing?
Man, now y'all side pieces and start messing with each other. You're not supposed to like him. We hate him.
It was like, wait.
Y'all moved him down here.
Essentially, the two people with no ties to anybody legally had.
Do they pay rent?
I don't know.
I want these niggas to have been living there just rent free, just fucking on each other and got pregnant and were just like, oh, well.
Mind you, the side chick has kids. So
you ain't tell us that.
I'm sorry. I just remembered that.
And she got pregnant again.
Yes.
No wonder. How many kids she got?
It said no more than two. I believe.
In the initial couple don't have no kids.
I don't think so. They didn't say.
This is a weird situation. This is a lot
going on.
You were there pictures.
No,
lucky bitches. I was about to judge.
I was going to pass. Oh, judgment. How about this? Here go another one. This shit might also make your hair hurt. So, this woman, her husband, and the husband's cousin. Yes, the husband's cousin. Apparently, growing up, the husband and the cousin, you know, used to share girlfriends and sleep around with other people, chicks, whatever. The cousin has always had a thing for the wife, but he will just flirt, but like, she never stepped outside her marriage. But lo and behold, husband dies. Apparently, husband's dying wish was that the cousin take care of his wife after he passed away. So something happens where the wife ends up moving into the house with her godbrother to help him with his daughter because she had a real close relationship with the girl. And then after the husband died, it was like a bunch of shit happened. But she moved in. Oh, the godbrother went to jail. She wanted to take care of the girl. She was real close to the girl, like family. So the godmother was like, hey, like, you take care of the daughter, you can live in the house, whatever, while I'm in jail. I think he was in jail for like 3 years. Mm-hmm. But this whole time she's living in the godbrother house, she'd been seeing the cuss.
Right.
He get out of jail. He comes home. They've always had like some type of little thing going on. So she's seeing the godbrother and seeing the cousin. The cousin, it'll be like, if you died and then you told Rick to be like, hey, take care of my girl when I die. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's the same side of the family. Mm-hmm. So now the family is looking at her like, bitch, the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
But she's essentially in love with both of them. The godbrother don't know about the cousin, mm-hmm. but the cousin know about the godbrother. But the daughter somehow finds out, and now she hates her.
She hates?
Yeah, apparently she hates her. Now she hates her.
How old is the baby?
Oh, this girl in her teens now. Oh
my goodness, girls are so dramatic.
And because apparently, I guess she thought that she was supposed to be with her dad, but then that's what it's not looking like it's going to be. And she's just like, well, what should I do? Girl, how about it ain't no more man that you could be have sex with besides your husband's cousin and your godbrother? So no other penises around where you at.
I mean, she said, look, girls in love is a, yeah, see, she used the L word. You gotta weigh that out.
That's a lot of things happening.
You gotta weigh that out. I mean, that girl don't like you no more. And if you don't stay there, then that girl not going. If you're not gonna have a relationship with that girl, so you might as well. If you go with the cousin, you lose the relationship with that girl, and most likely that.
But apparently, her and the cousin, like, they are like in love. She was like, at first, you know, I wasn't sure, but you know, kind of like wore on me, and now that like they're talking like towards marriage.
But like, what happened to the guy, brother? What is that?
She don't know what to do about that because she does love him. So she doesn't really know, she doesn't really know what to do.
Do she love him like a guy, bro? Look, you got to choose. Yeah, like you right, you at the point. They know about each other and everything, and it's like now they playing cards, and that homie like, yo, we could talk about marriage. And she's like, yeah, I like that. And it's like, yo, well, I mean, do what you want to do. Yeah, do what's right for you. On the set.
No, on the set. Cause
gang shit.
Yeah, there's those crazy readings I had found on the interwebs. Well, on Facebook. It's on Facebook. And I'm like, I know where to go to look up foolishness. Facebook. It always falls right in my goddamn lap.
Good.
I saw a post in one of my groups that made me scared because I thought this person was on my friends list.
Mm-hmm.
And this nigga, I don't even know how the fuck it I'm finna describe this shit. It was like, he's facing the camera. Y'all gonna have to try to imagine this real. I'm gonna try my best to explain this.
Like a but selfie?
It was,
or no, somebody taking a picture?
No, it was a selfie.
Okay.
But it was the angle of his body mm-hmm. that really is cause for concern. So imagine if a wall is behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're in a bathroom. So you have a mirror in front of you.
Right.
A wall is behind you.
Right.
Let's say you lean forward on the counter and put your feet on the wall.
Like you against the wall that's behind you.
Yeah, like on the wall behind you. You put your feet on the wall, but you lean it forward on the sink.
Okay.
Y'all follow me. You got me, baby? Yeah. Okay. So somehow, some way, this nigga is able to bend his body. It's like a reverse back bend, essentially, so that his legs are higher up on the wall. So it's like you see him, but the thing that really catches you off guard is he ain't got no fucking clothes on.
Okay.
So you see his face, and then you see his ass behind it with his fucking legs up on the wall. And I'm scrolling. I was like, who? Because it said friend, people you may know.
No.
So I'm scrolling. I said, who the fuck know this nigga on my friends list? But it was somebody sharing a post of their people that who they may know. Because they was like, who the fuck I know is friends with this nigga? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh Lord. Because I'm going to show it to you.
No,
I'm going to find it. Cause that shit.
I don't know if I can take it.
Cause
Facebook be like, you might know this person. I'd be like, get out of my life. They'd be going through my phone, looking at my contacts. They'd be like, oh, you know this person? I'll run into people like, I don't even know this person. They had this person's number because I like on the other guy. I probably exchanged numbers with somebody just on the wham.
Not on the wham.
Now I know this. Now I know what the person look like.
I cannot.
I got all your information. But if they got my number, then they got all my information.
Okay. Ooh, yep, here it is. Is it still up? Yep.
Oh, goodness.
Are you ready, cousin?
Yeah, we done smoking. Whoa!
I told you.
That's weird.
It is.
Are you letting you know what's out there? It's up there.
Yeah, it's stuck. I was just like, so imagine like.
No, don't imagine this no more. No, stop imagining.
No, not imagination
time.
I'm just saying, like when I'm so imagine like scrolling Facebook and you just see the people you may know, and I'm trying to like, what do you mean I may know him? I don't know nobody who do no shit like this. And it was like one mutual friend. Who the fuck is the mutual friend? Because I got some questions for their ass.
You about to know him today.
So then I was like, I was so scared. I thought this was on my ass. Somebody was like, me too.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
Oh, man. But Facebook show be doing
it. Yeah, Facebook be snitching on, because I know some of y'all like feet. And Facebook let me know.
Who like feet? Y'all full of shit, because y'all ain't buying none of my pictures. Yeah, and if you want that page, you got to email for
it. Got email us. No, I know some of y'all nasty.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Facebook and Instagram be drastic. I knew Facebook was on some other shit when you could type in a person's name and type in photos. And then you can see not only the photos they posted, but the photos they're tagged in and the photos that they liked.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but y'all didn't know that.
Look, don't quit snitching on niggas. The niggas like, hey, we about to stop listening to this right now. No. That last week episode was stupid. You don't need to listen to that.
But yeah, and I was like, this is some bullshit. And I typed it in, and I was like, son of a bitch. That's crazy. But yeah, no. I think Instagram is the biggest dress niche because when you go to pages, it tell you who on your friends list follow that page. So,
but they don't tell you who liked it no more, do they?
Yes, they do. It depends. So, like, if somebody you follow has liked the post, you will still see their name. And when you go to look at the likes, it put their names up top. So you can see, because you see them, because you follow them. So it's like, so the people you know like this, and then it's all these other people. So I was on Instagram, and I was looking. I was like, oh, what you doing liking this page? Nasty.
I got you. I know.
Nasty, nasty.
I know. Y'all better be looking, because his eyes on the sparrow.
What?
I know.
I remember.
He watches.
Over everything.
And he watches me.
I remember the hypothetical. It was like, would you rather have everybody in the world be sexually attracted to you? Or would you rather have only one person, the last person you slept with, be the only person that's sexually attracted to you? is either everybody in the world, like everybody. This is for y'all too. Everybody,
or just the last person.
I mean, I think I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, like, I don't think I can handle everybody, but
because that means because that's everybody.
Everybody, man, it'd be like, you like this, and they'd be like, ugh, no, not even a little bit, and not even a little bit. Like, damn, what did I do? Yeah, I say y'all just that one person, and you'll walk by and be like, man, then she is attractive, and she'll look at you like, gross. You'll be like, but that girl will be like, I'm so infatuated with you, and I'll be like, you so bored.
I cannot.
You've been infatuated with me forever.
You're so stupid. You're like, man, that's a
good one.
That's a... I mean,
I think you answer it if you're single, you answer it one way. If you're in a relationship, you answer it one way.
I mean, I just feel like it comes down to like when the question was posed, it was a lot more extra, but we decided to cut the extra off. But when it means everybody, it means your mama, your daddy, your siblings, that coworker at your job with the crooked teeth who breath stank, the bus driver. The homeless man who stands on Roosevelt and Halsted by the expressway. Like, everybody.
Well, I drive, so.
You're so stupid. That don't mean nothing. Okay, niggas on the road.
They better not throw themselves in front of the car. They gonna be some.
Or just that one person. I think you answer based on who was the last person you had sex with.
Yeah.
And which is like, you deal with that, or do you deal with everybody in the world?
But you not they not like call, they don't have my phone number and like.
No, they don't. But it was aggressively. That's what it was. It was aggressively.
But it's like, are they like showing up to my house? Like, I don't know who this guy is. They just know me. They're like, I saw you on Facebook and I looked up your email.
I just had to find you.
Like, yeah, recently ordered something from off the the marketplace, and I had your address on here. I just come back to see you. How you doing? So are we talking like that, or is it like if I ever went to like downtown?
And it's then, just like, saying that me? Like if you're ever like whatever people you are around.
Okay, around.
That is always there. Not that they like hunting you, like people all over the world hunting you down.
Like I took a whole nine-hour flight.
Right. Like, how did you even...
To smell you. You need to get the fuck out of here. Right now.
Not just to smell. Lord have mercy. But no, it'll just be like, if you went to the mall, everybody in the mall would be sexually attracted to you.
I mean, but that's already...
Boy, shut up. See, this is why we don't have nice things. Yo ass. Ridiculous. Oh,
because of that, but that's already.
On the set. Stupid ass. I guess I could go with the last person. I wouldn't be upset, but I don't know. That means nobody else go find me sexually attractive. I don't know how I feel about that.
Because no, ain't no silhouette challenge.
I got no likes.
No likes.
Oh. I don't know.
Except for that one guy.
Whoever that is. Just like it to keep up. Then, I'ma like it and I'ma unlike it and I'ma like it and I'ma unlike it.
I just keep getting this one, and they keep notifying me that I got one like, because they keep liking and unliking me. I called you. I liked the picture.
I cannot. It's like, I know who the fuck it would be.
You should do another
one. I cannot. But yeah, I don't know. But I mean, but if everybody is, then that means that last person would be too. So, I mean, technically.
Look, you don't lose. I don't lose. Beat my mama upside the head. You know. I mean, who don't want to do that? That's why I ain't going to go see my mama. Okay, call them over. Say, hey, son. Say, hey. I am done.
There's no more visits with family.
I write that last letter. And because
like, mother, this will be the last letter you ever receive from me. The new stipulations placed on this world are just too much for me to handle. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. That's my smartwatch.
It's a business.
Yep. It's good at business.
Good at business.
But, yeah, so that was some random crazy-ass shits
I think I sent that last letter, and then I go somewhere where nobody know me.
Damn.
And tear it up.
You're so stupid. And tear it up.
You love me? Yes. Going to Brazil.
I cannot. Okay. See, that's why you're, nope, that's what's wrong with your ass. Stay your ass in the States. Beautifully shaped people.
And I'm going to Brazil. Where everybody love me. Fuck y'all. Y'all never love me.
Look, if I just get around the right celebrities, then I will be alright.
You gotta get around the people that's not celebrities first.
Huh?
Yeah,
It don't matter. I just gotta be in the same vicinity because they're just gonna be automatically sexually attracted to me. I could just be in the same building as Idris and it'll work.
Anyway, that's nuts.
What is that? Oh, what it's me! It's me!
Frequence.
I've traveled so far.
Because you'd be on the plane like World War Z with the luggage built up. Like, oh, shit! I don't know if it's going to hold
them. No, I got to be quiet.
Is it your pheromones or is it based off sight? Or do they just know?
I don't know. I don't
your ass be out there looking like Carmen Sandiego.
They can't.
Who's in the trench coat? I think it's her.
Shit.
Come on, man. Your ass taking off full sprint in the goddamn airport. I gotta get away.
Oh my god.
My cousin decoy.
That's funny.
If it's based on sight, then I have to learn how to fight blind. And so we do.
What the fuck is this goddamn bird box?
We do, because then I got to do 10 years of training so I can defend you.
Okay.
But without the rest of my senses.
My cousin took away his sight from me. So we could still be living because. Oh, man. You stupid.
Cousin, the tech man's coming like a snake out there. Fucking niggas up. With no sexual attraction. Cause low key, I hate you now. And I've taken my sight. It's just taking everything I love.
It's just taking everything away from me.
So I only keep everybody off you so you never had sex again. This movie is getting deep.
Yeah. this took a turn. But
he can come in. He's like, I'm sorry. Damn, I ain't had sex in goddamn 4 weeks. And be like, yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. I cannot.
You keep killing everybody out there. I can't help it.
I can't help it. I've lost everything. For if I am to truly have it back, then it will surely be the end for everybody. Like, oh no, not surely. Whenever you put that surely in front of it, then
I had to kill my family.
Now, surely you know that it had to be done. Oh.
Now, you're not allowed to go to certain places. And I got people on quarantine. Like, you can't go to some Mississippi.
You can't go to
St. Louis. Yeah, and I might take you out of Chicago. Because you have to drop your ass off in Brazil.
I can't. What is the fuck is that?
That's all the pretty things.
Yep, Brazil. if you know. You know where to find a cousin.
It's my dream.
Oh, man. It is a fucking trip paying for Ibiza this year, cousin, and I really want to go, but I'm not going to be able to go.
No, man, either that next or someone in Ghana, or the girls wear their hair big and tied up in like big styles.
Well, the girls tie their hair up in big styles. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Oh, God. I can't stand you. I swear, every time I thought I heard it all. And you're always like, yeah, big styles.
I couldn't think of what they would do with the thing.
Oh,
was
my
called.
Goodness. I'm down to go to the goddamn motherland. You better hope my ass come back.
I don't know, because if I go, I'm going to find some diamonds.
I ain't coming back.
And my ass need to find the goddamn, where's Wakanda? That's what I need to find when I'm there.
I think I know where it's at, because...
You think you know?
I think so.
All right, shit, let's go.
Let's go. And they did just say he think he know Wakanda. Y'all, you will follow that fool.
Y'all can't come because y'all ain't right into the podcast. Wait till we post. Wait till we post the episode of the podcast from fucking Wakanda. Y'all gonna be mad.
It's gonna be a video because I'm gonna have a suit.
Hello.
I'm like, you can't put that suit. I'm gonna put the suit on anyway.
Right. I'm gonna put it on. Goddamn. Where is T'Challa?
Captain America told me put the suit on.
I know that's right. Now I'm going to get that man a shit.
Anytime I'm somewhere with a suit, I got to put the suit on.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
Okay, you know what kind of? I think so.
Yeah, right. That's shit. That's all the confirmation I need.
And I'm going to write that thing that he had on his lip.
What?
You got to show the inside of your lip.
Oh, yeah. That.
You want me to ask Siri? Hey, Siri.
I can't even explain to you what the fuck that mean
what
right
does
now.
Iridescent mean?
Iridescent means showing luminous colors that seem to change when seen from different angles.
Oh, I'm so fucking smart. Like some iridescent. That's good, you know, because
no, I can't fucking not. Cousin, what does iridescent mean? I'ma ask Siri. See, I'm so fucking smart. You know what? Say words don't even know the meaning.
I felt like I had a general
right.
Sense of what the word meant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just Siri confirmed that I was smart. Okay, I already knew. Okay. Just wanted to make sure before I used it in front of the people, and I was using it correctly because I know I'm an influencer.
Oh, you an influencer now? Yeah,
but people definitely. I have an opinion.
Yeah.
People listen.
Yeah.
God, if you think I'm an influencer, right into the show.
Then why has cousin influenced you to do
that? Don't write back. My mama listened to this show.
Mom gave up on this show a long time ago.
Sometimes. I be trying not to cuss.
I don't.
Mama don't listen to the show because you ain't.
Listen, your mama know my heart. She know who I am. And she know who my grandmama was.
Mm-hmm.
She might not know the other one. But she might. But they the same.
Same coin, what is that? Different sides of the same coin.
Two sides of the same coin.
Okay. That okay, right. You know it. That's why I gotta tell you for if you already know it.
Okay.
It makes no sense. Why you sat here and made me try to figure that out? You already knew what it was.
I'm like, because at first I thought you had it, and then it just did not.
If fool me, can't be fooled again. Okay. We know that.
I want some tacos.
Order
them. Well, I'm not finna order no fucking tacos. You know, there's no good taco places around here. That's why I miss being on the west side. It was so close to the Mexicans and the good Mexican food.
Let's go to Raymond number 2.
Oh, yeah, y'all keep talking about this place, and I ain't never been there.
I brought some tacos from Raymond number 2.
I don't remember.
Over through the middle of the pandemic, you was like, where's the cheese? In between. They put it in between the tortilla shells. That's stupid. I don't believe this. I need some shredded cheese on top of the taco. I like the taco. It's really good.
Wait a minute. Okay. Is that what I really sound like to you, cousin?
You
was upset it wasn't no cheese on the taco. It don't make no sense. I said, put cheese on it. I said cheese. I got the same tacos. You was really mad because you couldn't see the cheese. Look, if you don't know, okay, it's two things. One of them is her food. I'll let her tell you what the other one is later.
Look, if you know me, you already know the answer to that.
And if you don't, you better hope you never find out.
I'm trying to tell him. Oh, cousin, I don't know why I was so... That seems like that was a bit much. I'm sorry, cousin.
You just mad all the time, and then you know what I tell you? What you tell me? I'm fucking grown! And at that point, I'm scared. I let it go. And you know, some fights... Some fights you win and you walk away.
You gotta know when to hold them.
And when to fold them.
And know when to fold them.
The fact that I walked away from that was a victory in itself. It's like, you don't want to get cussed out, do you? Let her have it.
Oh, man.
Hold on, I'm about to yell at my dog. What do you want? I'm in the middle of a podcast. Mexico sound.
Oh, my God.
Give me like a couple seconds.
Didn't you just take him out?
But his ass was walking around, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I let him walk and stuff like that, but then he was just, like, walking. Like, really, he was just walking like, I ain't got a care in the world. So I thought he was doing it. I was in the middle of the show. I didn't want to be out there too long. Don't look at me like that.
Don't look at me either, because you already know what the business is, buddy. You're supposed to go.
No, this hypothetical setting was long enough. It was very entertaining.
Yes, it was. It was. We'll be back. I told you we'd be back.
And like that, we here.
So, cousin was just asking me, was there anything I'm excited about?
Coming up,
and yes, I am excited for motherfucking Godzilla versus King Kong.
Yes, I am also excited.
So excited to go see that at the movies. And I am also excited for Marvel movies.
It's coming back. Yeah.
This year, after Endgame, I was lost, and I'm like, "What the fuck do I go to the movies to see?" Like,
there's a lot of good movies.
I mean, it is a lot of good movies, but because Marvel was just like
A mainstay,
it was like that big, like literally for 10 years, like was going to the movies, like knowing that.
I'm gonna have like two big movies every year.
They had 1 year it'll be three movies, the off year it'll be two movies. So that was an experience that I'm glad that I lived through. It'll be people born that didn't experience that, cousin. That's such a shame.
They get to watch them straight through, and I'll be jealous at them for not having to have put up for that wait, but we'll understand that they didn't really know what the struggle was.
Yeah.
To know if Spider-Man was going to come to the MCU
right,
or not.
Right. See, you get to be born into all this privilege of having X-Men and you know, and there's talks of Spider-Man coming and back Deadpool. To Marvel and, you know, Deadpool and, you know, all these great things that we fought so hard for.
Man, you don't know how many tweets had to be sitting
on. Man, how many rants I went on Facebook.
But no, what else, cousin?
Mass Effect, the Legendary Edition.
My cousin life. This is our alter ego.
Yes, I am Commander Shepard.
If you could, would that be the game verse you would live in if you can go to a game verse?
If I could go to a game verse, I could do Mass Effect. I could do that.
You know where I wouldn't go? Fucking Fallout.
I wouldn't go to Gears either.
No, I might go to Gears. If I was gonna be with Marcus.
Yeah, okay.
If I go to Giz and I'm with Marcus, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I think I have a better chance with Marcus than just going and being.
I think if you with Marcus and, you know, all those main people, then.
But I mean, Ty died. Oh,
Ty did die. Dom died.
But Dom died, killed himself.
He did.
Dom did it to himself.
Hey.
He had a couple struggles.
Yes, okay.
I went to the gas station, they only had one Vega left.
Because niggas be buying them shits like crazy.
I'm upset.
But yeah, Mass Effect, I'm excited about. Godzilla vs. King Kong, Marvel movies. My trips I got planned. I'm going to New York now in June for Amy's birthday. And I'm going to Vegas for Thanksgiving. It's going to be a family trip.
Nice, cousin.
So, I'm excited. I'm excited for that.
Well, hopefully this pandemic will drop. I mean, I would love to see my family. Do some family stuff.
Yeah.
Some efforts with family stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, hoping that things, you know, go better.
Well, Biden said by the end of the year, 2022, we looking like, you know, it is what it is going to be, what back to, you know, a normal that we can get with.
I would definitely enjoy being able to go in public without a mask and not feeling like if I take my mask off, I'm going to catch the fucking T-virus.
Big facts.
Like, in some spaces, I'd be like, okay, you know, it's nobody around. I'll take my mask off for a minute. But then it's like, as soon as I get around, like, more than, like, three people in one area, I'd be like, nope, T-virus. I'm going to put this shit on.
I had it once. I'm not trying to have it again.
Hell, fuck no. I don't want to do that shit again. That shit was not fun. But, yeah, those are the things that, I said, cousin, what about you?
I'm excited for, the Godzilla King Kong.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for that. This will be my first trip to the movies. I heard they changed up the nachos, but I'm just gonna go to, Qdoba, give me some chips and cheese.
Yeah. Queso sounds so good, right?
Oh, yeah, that shit gonna hit different when I go to
think... I'm just going to go to Flacco's.
Get some tacos.
And give me some tacos.
Yeah. Right now, so I want to do that.
Well, shit, fuck, I don't know about you. Give me a damn burger.
You said, what's the name only open? What?
Well, as it's of right like now, Sunday. They only open on the weekends. But that's just the icon. AMC's are open.
I'm going to go get my AMC, my money.
AMC's, they have more open days.
So, yeah. I'm excited for that. I got a lot of things happening in my life, so I'm just excited for like a new breakthrough or whatever like that. Cousin. Just a new beginnings.
Cause cousin, It's your time, cousin. It's your world, cousin.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
That shit, cousin.
So, you know, outside of that, man, you know, we just gonna sit back and see what the universe got planned and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So outside of that, I think like physically, I think my shit. Oh, you know some smack battles, you know what I'm saying? We back in the battle rap, you know, the culture is moving.
Yeah, okay,
you know what I'm saying? You know, fan, you know what I'm saying? All that good stuff.
Bang, bang.
You know what I'm saying? So,
like shit like that.
2 on 2s is on the 27th.
Okay.
I'm excited about that. See, cousin, I ain't really been talking about it, but they mixed the teams up.
Oh, okay.
So the teams is like, oh, I'm excited about these teams. I'm excited. And I was like, so... that's popping. Loso's supposed to be battling Chess.
Okay.
And Chess say anybody getting his way 2021 is dead. So I'm just, you know, I'm excited to see a lot of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Also excited because cousin is making music.
Oh yeah, and I'm back in the lab.
Cousin making music.
So, you know what I'm saying? We gonna put a project out soon. So. We'll see.
Better listen to his shit, too.
I'm gonna fight y'all.
All these threats better be... Are they working? Email us at... Let us know if our threats feel threatening.
All right. Well, shit, I've been he, cousin.
And I am she, cousin.
And together...
We have the power.
All right, y'all been real.
Holler.